I'm Maria Dudzak, and Rotary has been hopping this last week. A lot of activities going on. We know the duck race happened on the 4th of July, but we have a visit from District 510 Governor Diane Feagis. She is District 5010 is Alaska and Yukon. And also joining us this morning in the studio, we have Assistant Governor Rosie Rappel from First City Rotary. And also we have the president of First City Rotary, Helen Mickle. Good morning. And
hey,
also want to say, wanted to be here, but probably busy helping people's teeth. Dave Albertson is new president of Rotary 2000. So
yeah.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone, for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to be here. Thanks. This is Diane Feagis, the district governor, and I love coming to all the various clubs because Ketchikan in particular is my very first visit, and they have done it up in spades. You have wonderful weather, and the duck race was a great success. I think the amount that was raised for the projects for Ketchikan and Youth Exchange, which Rotary is very involved in, was one of the high record numbers, so it was great.
Right. And let's start with you, Diane Feagis. Tell us a bit about your background and how you got involved with Rotary.
Well, I've been a Rotarian for almost 30 years, and I was pulled in mainly just to start my business career and get to know everybody. But it really does morph into something different because Rotary is a service-oriented project. And not only are we local because of all the many, many local projects that the clubs do, but we also allow or go into the international realm. So we have clubs all over the world. We do youth exchange with countries all over the world. And so there's 1.5 million people in Rotary and Rotaract clubs, which are the younger clubs. And Rotary has changed a lot. We are welcoming to everybody. We're not the old boys club anymore. So we really want everyone who just has a love for service to come. And we also have a lot of things that we can give to our members. For younger members, they come in, they learn social skills, speaking skills, mentoring skills. So there's a lot for the members to learn as well.
How long have you been district governor?
This is just my fifth day.
Okay.
I started July 1.
I was going to say, how has it been? And so as district governor, what are your duties?
Well, what I really do is learn the international side in particular, and then I go to all of the clubs and visit them and just make sure that they understand what we can do, what the district can do, what international can do to support them, and bring a little consistency so all the clubs know each other as well. Since we are, especially in Alaska and the Yukon, so widespread, it's very difficult for us to physically get together, and so it just helps to do things on Facebook and communicate other ways, but also face-to-face meetings occasionally.
And I was going to say, it probably is challenging to visit all the clubs in the state of Alaska.
It is, but it's also very enjoyable. So for about the first 3.5 months or so, I spend traveling around the state.
Okay, you said this is your first stop. What types of things did you do while you were here?
Oh, we have...
and you have more things coming, I'm guessing.
Yes, I have seen many, many projects. I've met with the club members, met with the youth that are coming through, met with the youth exchange, and I'll let Helen and Rosie tell you a little bit more about the local projects, but it's really fun to see everything they've done for the city of Ketchikan.
Okay. And let's talk to you, Helen Mickle. Now you are president.
I am president of First City Rotary. Just started on July 1st. That's when the Rotary year starts. So very excited to take on this role this year. I have to tell you, when I met Diane last fall and she said, you know, I don't want to come down there and be in the way, or, you know, I know how busy you are over the 4th of July. And I'm like, no, it would be totally cool if you came to Ketchikan because it'll be your first stop in the first city at First City Rotary. And we do this great duck race, and it'd be wonderful. Well, she showed up for the duck race. I have a picture of her on the floor helping us clear ducks that where the tickets didn't get sold. So she's a hands-on person right in there helping us with this project and with our clubs.
How long do presidential terms last?
1 year.
Okay.
We as Diane has said, this is a borrowed term. It's a borrowed title. We have it for 1 year.
Mm-hmm. And what are you, do you have anything you're looking forward to for this coming year?
I'm really looking forward to this year. We had a wonderful turnout for the duck race. The city of Ketchikan is so generous, and we definitely, the city takes care of its own. And I'm super excited that our main project this year for First City Rotary is Refuge Cove Beach Access Stairs. We're going to be replacing, there's some stairs down there now. They come down from the parking area. And they are eroding away, and the state parks has said that they are going to end up getting condemned and they're going to be unusable within the next 2 years. So we felt like this was a really good time to get in there, make sure that that access was still available. So we're going to be working on that. We're very excited about that. We'll be putting a little bench out there somewhere too, I believe. But we also have ongoing projects that we do every year and we fund, and they're all youth related projects. We fund a youth exchange. We have dictionaries we give to third graders every year. We also have scholarships at the high school and the community college, or at University of Alaska. And what am I missing, Rosie? Did I forget something?
Well, we support our Interact Club too.
Oh.
Gee, I think you covered the main ones, yeah. The dictionaries and...
So yeah. Rotary Interact is a youth club that is up at K-High. We've had some wonderful Interact leaders over the last couple of years, and we have a huge, they call themselves Rotary, Rotary Interact, mm-hmm. And they do some fantastic things internationally as well as locally, including the pie sale that they do out at the Pioneer Home, which I think is really well received, and the elders out there really enjoy that.
And they also do prom. After prom, the next day, they go up to the Pioneer Home all dressed up and dolled up, and everybody that lives there that can participate, they get dressed up too, and they have a prom king and queen, and the kids go and dance with them, and it's they have music, and it's just wonderful. And we also have a Shombar Interact, and Emma Campbell with the K-High Interact is going to go and try to help recruit at Shombar. And Shombar's Interact is Rotary 2000. So we're all like working with the youth. It's really wonderful.
And there are the two Rotary clubs. Is there really a difference? Is there a reason there are two clubs, or just worked out that the early risers and the people who...
at lunch, yeah. Rotary 2000 meets at noon on Tuesday at Cape Fox, and First City Rotary works, they meet at Thursday at 7 o'clock a.m. at Cape Fox. And anybody's welcome to come. We invite everybody to come.
And do you do joint projects, or you each do separate projects?
We do. We just had a joint project, and we work really well together because we like each other and we're all Rotary. we had a joint project. One of the first things that Diane did, we had an Alum Marine tour that we went out on. It was a fundraiser for the Houtlin Greenery Project, and we sold over 81 tickets, and went out on a cruise. KPU provided some musical entertainment, and Alaska
Diane
Marine
Fast.
Lines. Diane Fast. And Alaska Marine Lines provided some funds for some food, and we raised, we don't have the exact number yet, but I believe it's over $3,000 mm-hmm. for the greenery project up at Houtling, mm-hmm. and that was a joint club effort that we're really excited about. What a great way for the Rotary year mm-hmm. to start.
And what does that mean, like planting plants, or what is the greenery project?
The greenery project is, well, you know, most people know that the traffic area patterns have been changed up at Houtling, and that meant they had to pull out those beautiful old maples that they had planted, mm-hmm. and I think they were maples. Anyway,
a
variety of beautiful trees and shrubs, and that is what they want to replace, mm-hmm. is to
Makes
put
sense.
some new plantings in there to kind of pretty it up.
And I just wanted to mention that Alex Brown and Chelsea Goucher are the ones that led up that program, and they just Dave Albertson, the president of Rotary 2000, called Helen, and they just got the whole program going. So I think it's wonderful.
Okay.
Two big projects in 1 week is killer.
And Chelsea's from one club and Alex is from another.
Yes.
Sounds like a lot of things going on. Did you have something you want to add?
I just can testify that they're all busy beavers because they have been running me around, and I've seen what they've done in between time. Uh-huh. So everybody's been very busy this week.
How much longer are you here?
I go to Juneau on Saturday, so okay. just a couple days.
Okay. All right. We're kind of running out of time. Anything
okay.
else anybody want to add? Or?
No, that's good.
Thank you for
we're
having
good.
Us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Again, District Governor Diane Feegis with District 5010, which is Alaska and the Yukon. Also joining us this morning, Assistant Governor Rosie Rappel and the President of First City Rotary, Helen Mickle. Again, thanks so much to them for being here. And again, thanks to all of you for tuning in to KRBD Ketchikan.